What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Is This Thing On? And on today's episode, topic of discussion, man, checking yourself. So let's get into it. So what's up, everybody? Check this out. Want to say Happy New Year to everybody. From the Is This Thing On family, to all the listeners out there, all the future listeners, all the followers, all the subscribers, however you want to put it, man, I just want to say Happy New Year. And we're not going to be perfect this year because nobody's perfect, but we're going to try our best, right? So today I wanted to start off, have a discussion on a few things, right? And I wanted to start off with, sometimes we got to check ourselves, right? Every day or all day or whenever, somebody always trying to check us, right? Trying to tell us what we're doing wrong. And to a certain extent, nothing's wrong with that. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, nobody wants to hear what they're doing wrong 24/7, whether they're doing it wrong or not. I mean, we can feel like we're not doing it wrong. We can feel like we handling it in the best way we can, or we thought we was handling it the best way we can. But each and every day, we don't want to hear that we're doing something wrong. To the other person, it may seem like that, or they may feel like that. Not knocking how they feel. But at the same time, we have to understand that just because you feel some type of way, that doesn't mean that that person is not doing what they're supposed to do. If that makes sense to anybody. And I say it to say, because now, before somebody can come and tell you what's going on, we got to start checking ourselves. Not in a negative way, but just telling ourselves what we can do better, or telling ourselves that we need to change this, or telling ourselves, well, I know that's how I am, or I know that's what I do. And I'm guilty of that. Like, I'm trying to learn how to do that myself. And it's not always easy because, like the old saying is, bad habits are hard to break. I mean, sometimes it's in you. Sometimes it's just you. But a lot of times it's just bad habits. So I want to start off by saying that. Let's check ourselves. And I'm going to go into a situation, right? So one of my bad habits is, like, when people talk. It's not everybody, but I think it's when I'm trying to get my point across. And I have to find a better way. Like, I'm about to say I have to find a better way to do this. But when people talk, I tend to cut them off. And it's not when they're having a conversation, they just talking. But if we're having a conversation, like, we going back and forth with each other, I tend to cut you off. It's not on purpose. By any means, it's not on purpose. Sometimes I don't take the time out to realize that when you pause or you stop talking, that you still have something else to say. I don't give the time to, I guess, come to a rest or stop. But a lot of times where I feel like whatever I'm about to say, I got to get it out, and I just say it. Just in the midst of conversation. It's not that I'm trying to shut you up or over-talk you or overstep you, and it could come off that way. But I know that I do that. I know that's a bad habit of mine, right? So I do, and it's sad because I have a hard time with that. I have a hard time with it. But I check myself regardless of what anybody thinks. I don't care. I don't care what anybody thinks as far as me doing what I'm supposed to do. Because I know I do it. I know I tell myself this. At the same time, it's just a bad habit that I need to break. I need to get out of it. Even at my age, you know, and it doesn't make a difference how old you are. We all have bad habits that we should try to get rid of or try to minimize. At least if you're not going to get rid of it or stop it altogether, try to minimize it. And I feel like I minimize those moments, but I guess to a certain extent, to other people, it doesn't seem like I do that. Like I said, this podcast is for us to have a platform, open dialogue without it being one of these things where we're mad at each other for speaking out our truth. So, like, me and my wife, we have conversations sometimes. And like, she tells me, she said, it's hard to talk to you because you never let me get a word in. And that's not because I'm trying to over-talk her, and it's not because I'm trying to belittle her or make her feel like what she's saying is not important. And it's just a bad habit that I have. And I admit that. Like, I have 100% fault in that. Do I have a reason why I do that? To a certain extent, yeah, I do. But it really is not an excuse to do that. Like, I got to change it, you know. And I felt like growing up, you know, and maybe other people out there that's listening can understand where I'm coming from. But, like, when I was a kid, like, my mom would, like, fuss at me, and my mom would talk to me or go at me. I felt like I didn't have a voice sometimes. I felt like I couldn't talk. Like, I felt like I had to shut up. Like, she would tell me, shut up, or I'm talking. You know, which we do that as adults now to our children. I'm talking, you know. Sometimes we do it to other adults, you know. But at the same time, I was like, when I was a kid, I couldn't never tell her how I actually felt. Or I couldn't tell somebody how I actually felt because as a child, we were taught to shut up. Don't say nothing. And when I got to a certain age and I felt like I had a voice or something to say, I began to say it. When it got to a point where you were saying something that I didn't agree with, and I formed it in my head that let me let you know how I feel about it. Wrong tactics, but I was writing how I felt. So I should have went about it a little differently, but I was right about how I felt about it. And I've been doing it for so long now where it becomes a bad habit. You know, when you do something over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and it becomes a habit, right? Some are good, some are bad. This is just one of my bad habits. And yes, it has formed a wedge between me and my wife sometimes. Not all the time, but majority of the time, yeah, we do. We have those discussions where she go, babe, you cut me off again. Or, babe, I was talking to you. And I could understand where it gets annoying or it gets a little tedious and it gets a little nerve-wracking. Because, I mean, not to point fingers, but there's a lot of things she do that irritates me. But I know for a fact that could be irritating. Not feeling like you can get a word out. Because as a kid, you felt like that. You felt like you could never get a word out when you were talking to your parents or you were talking to an adult or talking to somebody that was, I guess, superior, if I would say. But I feel like you have to find a way to get past that. You got to find a way to maneuver differently. And that's what I'm learning. And it's crazy because I was talking to my son the other day. It was last night. And in a sense, like, this is going to tie into a lot of stuff. In a sense that we all, as parents, we want to do certain things, right? We want to do certain things. And it's not bad that we want to do certain things when we have children, but we have to understand that we have to make time for ourselves, right? So all my kids are into sports and into extracurricular activities, right? So every year my oldest son, he plays football, right? And then my middle son, he plays football too. And my oldest daughter is the cheerleader on varsity at the high school. And my middle daughter played basketball, right? So all year we're ripping and running. We're going to games, we're going to practices, right? And that's really with the boys. The girls, we don't go to their practices. But every day we're ripping and running, we're ripping and running. Every weekend we're ripping and running, we're ripping and running. And my son came to me a couple months ago, And I mean, my wife, and he was like, I want to play basketball. So my wife was like, look, babe, I understand you want to play basketball, but this time around, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. And as a father with a son that's that plays sports, that's kind of a no-no. You know, I was like, nah, I can't. You can't sit him out. He's going to be behind. But because I understand the situation, I'm on her side. And I had to explain to my son that, yo, I want you to play ball, but your mom need a break. Your mom need a mental break. And what I mean by mental break is, like I said, we rip and run. She's been ripping and running. She's in school. You know, she got the baby all day because she's a stay-at-home mom, you know, really more so because of the pandemic. And like I just told him, your mom needs a mental break, man. Like, not more so for me, but this is more so for her. And he took it as if we were, like, literally stopping him from playing basketball, right? So then he went into this uproar and upset, and I'm talking to him. And as I was talking to him, I got a habit of when I talk to people, mainly my kids, because my kids can get me to 10. And anybody with kids can pretty much understand where I'm coming from. But at the same time, should I do it the way I do it? Maybe not. Does my tactic work? Sometimes it don't. But I tend to get a little close. Not up in their face, because they say I get up in their face. But I guess up on them means I'm in their face. Because I don't be in their face, but I do be pretty close. And I'm like, dog, like, you don't understand what we go through as parents trying to make ways for y'all to do certain things. And it's okay for us to have our time to ourselves too. And then just this time, we just need you to chill out, stay focused, and we're going to get back to it next year. When in the midst of that, we're going back and forth. And I guess he went to say something and I cut him off, right? Once again, my bad habit. I cut him off. And I'm talking and I kind of over-talked him. And then I backed up again and let him say what he had to say. And I think I may have cut him off again. And he was like, see, that's what I mean. Like, you never let me talk. Like, you never let me talk. You do that with mom. You do that with all of us. And even though I know I do that, I still feel like I don't do it as much to them as I do it to my wife. But I sat back. And I listened and I said, TJ, I let y'all talk. And sometimes I do cut y'all off. You know, he was like, no, you don't, blah, 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 this and that. So, like I said, we got to check ourselves. So, after the conversation, and, you know, I sat and thought about it, and I was like, you know, I told him, come here. And I apologized to him. I gave him a 5. And we got a little handshake. You know, all my kids got their different handshakes with me. And I gave him a handshake and I said, look, man, I apologize for cutting you off or making you feel like I was yelling at you or in your face. I wasn't. I said, but I just want you to understand that we're not trying to stop you from doing what you're doing. It's just, at this point now, we just need you to chill out and sit down for a minute. And I saw the hurt on his face. And it was more so because he couldn't play. But I also saw the frustration in his face because he actually felt like I didn't let him talk. And my wife has said this to me several times when me and her have a conversation. And I think it's to a point where, well, we're talking and she says something and I would respond, but she's not done. Like I said, I don't let it come to a halt. Like, I don't let her finish what she's saying. And looking back on a lot of conversations I had with a few people, I've done that. But we got to check ourselves, man. Like, and like, I know that I do that. Do I make excuses? I don't know. Maybe sometimes. Like, for real, like, I feel like sometimes I just don't get a chance to say what I want to say. I feel like sometimes me and my wife have discussions or arguments. Sometimes I feel like she gets to say what she want to say, and then when I'm ready to say what I want to say, conversation ends. So in a sense, when we have these conversations, I try to get out what I need to say out. And the way I do it is not received the way I'm trying to give it, if that makes sense. So the way I'm giving it or dishing it out is coming off as, I don't know the word for it, but it comes off as like, dog, like, let me talk. So sometimes we gotta sit back and think about what we do in life, because honestly, we probably don't even realize we do certain things in life until somebody check us. And that's why we gotta get in the habit of checking ourselves before we get to that point. You know? Like another bad habit of mine is I tend to forget certain things, right? And I don't mean, like, to me it's not really bad, but my wife will tell me something, let's say, she'll tell me something like on, like, Tuesday, right? And at that point in time, we're talking and I hear her, I understand what she's saying, right? So Wednesday go past, Thursday go past, Friday go past. So we're like on Saturday, we're on Saturday now. And that situation comes up where we had the discussion Tuesday, and I go, well, babe, what you say? And blah, blah, blah. She's like, babe, I told you that. Like, we had that discussion. And I'm like, I don't know what you said. Like, I really don't know what you said. And that irritates her because she don't like to repeat herself. Like, if she says something, she'll repeat herself. We all like that. Like, who wants to repeat themselves when they talk? Once again, is it an excuse? To me, not really. It's reality. To everybody else, it sounds like an excuse. So my thing to her is, like, sometimes I listened to you. I heard you then. But from Tuesday to Saturday, you know how much stuff that I've retained? You know how much stuff that I've been dealing with or trying to remember stuff at work or remember other things, and just this particular situation I don't remember. And I do it a lot. Like, I do it a lot because I do. I forget. It ain't that I'm not paying attention to her, and she thinks that I'm not paying attention, but I do. It's just that I forget. I never really had a bad memory, but I just forget. And we all can say it's selective memory, but we all have selective memory. But in this point, it was something she told me. And I check myself all the time. Like, I'll be like, you know, I get to myself and I'll be like, damn, before I ask her, I'm like, damn, what did she say? Like, did she say this? Did she say that? And most of the time, I'm just trying to get clarity. Like, I'm trying to clarify exactly what she said. Did she say this? Did she say that? Because it's a couple days later. Well, I think sometimes she'll go to explain it or say it again, and before she fully gets into detail, it clicks. Bing! Oh, yeah, okay, you said blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's all. The way I think is just remind me. Just remind me of what the conversation was. Because I do have other things on my mind. And then it's to a point where she goes, well, I'm tired of thinking for us, for both of us. I'm tired of having to remember everything for both of us. And to a certain point, she's right. To a certain point, she's right. But, like I tell my friends when me and them talking at work, if I tell my homeboy something that I want him to remember, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to remember what I told him to say or do or what we're going to do or whatever the situation is. I'm going to remember it because I said it. Now, because I said it to him, and he thinks, and he's going through life, everyday life, and what somebody else said to him, and who somebody else did, or whatever the case is, he's gonna tend to forget what I said. He may, somewhere in that form of fashion, remember little bits and pieces. Yeah, I remember you saying something to me, but I don't remember in detail what you said to me. So that's my gripe. Like, with her, I'd be like, yo, of course you remember you told me this because you said it. You said that. I remember a lot of stuff that I said to some people. I just don't remember a lot of stuff that people say to me. And there's a lot of stuff that I do remember, but like we all say, my mom, my grandma, us as parents now, even in general population with people, you say that's called selective memory. You remember what you want to remember. Is that true? To a certain degree, yes. Can I prove that that's exactly what it is? No, I can't. I'm not even going to try to prove it. I know my truth. So I check myself because I tend to try to remember what she said when she tells me certain things. Even when she tells me, I wait before I ask her or I wait before I go to her to see if I can remember what the conversation was. Or sometimes when she asks me something, we talking about something, and I bring something up, I'm like, yeah, well, we should do this and blah, blah, blah. She's like, nah, baby, we talked about that. Remember I said, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you did say that. I just, despite at the moment, I was just thinking something else. I really didn't think about what you said 2-3 days ago. But now that you just said that, yeah, you did say that. Am I right or am I wrong in that situation? Or are you right or are you wrong in that situation when you have those problems? So at some point in time, we got to check ourselves because it does become a burden to certain people or to some people because this is done. I never want to make my family feel like they can't talk to me, right? If I can't have a conversation with my wife or my kids, then what good am I to them other than providing, right? So I have these one-on-one talks with all my kids, all four of my kids. My youngest, my fifth child, is one. So conversations is very limited, as you may know. But I have these conversations with all my kids individually because I want them to understand that I can talk to them. They can talk to me. I can listen, and I'm hoping that they can listen to me also. Me and my wife have these one-on-one discussions all the time. And I want her to understand that I never really ignore her when we have a conversation. When we talking, I don't ignore her. I be listening. It's stuff I could tell her that she said that she don't remember saying. Oh, she don't remember it happening. And she'll flat out tell me, I don't remember that. But what's the same? What is that? What is that? To me, ain't that the same thing? Is that the same thing that I do? But when she come to me, she tell me, babe, you know I have bad memory. Is that the same thing? I don't know. I don't know because it could be that, like I said, she just got bad memory in there because I'm so used to telling her stuff and she knows that I remember this and remember that. It's like, but you the one that remember all this stuff, so why do I gotta keep repeating myself to you? So I can understand where she's coming from, but not 100%. We all gotta check ourselves at the door when it comes to certain things, man. Gotta check ourselves. Some people don't realize that a lot of times the small stuff could make situations bigger. Like, I know people, like, I got friends, like, that wives, like, talk to them like crap, right? They literally talk to them like some dude on the street. And they argue, and they go back and forth all the time because, you know, he feeling like, who you talking to like that? You know, and she feel like, you know, whatever, this is how I am, you know me, I'm this and I'm that, and like I've heard those conversations. And of course the fellas get together and they be talking and they be like, yo, why you let such and such talk to you like that? You know? You know, he'd be like, no, man, like, it's just, you know, she mad, she this and that, blah, blah, blah. Or, oh, no, nigga, oh, she don't talk to me like that. You know, I talk to her like that, blah, 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 blah. And I'm, you know, we all sitting around, you know, either on the phone or Facebook or whatever, but we having this conversation with each other. We like, nah, bro, like, that's how she talked to you.
So based off everything that I've been saying, as far as you have to check yourself, it comes down to one thing. Are you disciplined enough to actually do this? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to say something or to recognize something that you're doing. But it's even harder to actually change it. Because like I said, once it becomes a bad habit or a routine, I mean, at that point, it's definitely gonna be a task. But we as people need to understand that we have to change. If we don't change, then nothing changes in our life. If you don't change something, then everything around you will evolve and you're gonna stay stagnant. And don't get me wrong, I'm not just saying this to say do it and then expect you to do it overnight. Like, it's going to be preparation. It's going to be time consuming. It's going to take some time. So like I said, I myself are going to make some changes too. I have to. Like I said, I have a family. I have a kids. I have a wife that, because I am the way I am, it affects them. And I think we also find a way to reach inside ourselves to understand that. And not all the time do we understand that, though. Like, we don't understand that the way that we are changes people or can affect people, good or bad. So going forward, like I was saying at the beginning of the podcast, we have to learn to check ourselves. Check yourself at the door. Identify the problem and come up with a solution. And then supply it with facts from just listening to people. Supply the problem. Supply it with everything that you hear people say about you. Supply it with everything that you know about yourself. And then after you supply, you need to apply. It's something that was going to be done over time. But you have to be determined, and you have to be disciplined enough to do it. And I have fell short of that several times, but that doesn't stop me from trying to get it right. And as long as I'm trying to get it right, I feel like I'm moving in the right direction. Now, if you just sit back and you chilling and you ain't making no moves and you thinking you good and you thinking your shit don't stink, then you got another thing coming. Then you're going to continue to have the issues and the problems that you have. So with that being said, let's get it together. Let's make sure we check ourselves. Supply what we need and apply it.